Hi everybody, it's Rebecca Damorell here. Today I'd like to speak to you about modern psychology and East Asian medicine. I know a little bit about both of those things because I am a clinical counselor specializing in post-traumatic stress, and I'm also an acupuncturist and East Asian medicine practitioner. These two things are very compatible, and let me explain to you why I think this is so. Taoism is where people started noticing nature thousands of years ago, and this is where East Asian medicine arose from. So before there were computers and cell phones and televisions and radios, people had nothing but nature around them to notice and notice its effect on other human beings. So people would notice that there was night and day, and people would notice that there was sun and moon and hot and cold and winter and summer and wet and dry, and all of these things together add up to what we call yin and yang theory. So it's one of the main concepts of East Asian medicine, all of this seeming opposites in the universe. One of the other main concepts that I'd like to speak to you about today is the five element theory of East Asian medicine. The five elements are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And these five elements are associated with colors, seasons, organs, emotions, sounds, tastes, musical notes, many, many things. But I want to speak to you mainly today about the element itself and the emotion associated with it. So the wood element, the season associated with the wood element is actually springtime, when we're just coming into the spring season now. And if you're like me and you're a gardener, you might have been feeling it for even the past month or 6 weeks or so as you're starting to see green things coming out of the ground. The wood element and springtime is the most yang time of year, yang being the outward expression of things going upward, things coming up out of the ground. In terms of male and female, yang is considered the more male element. And so this is the most yang time of year as things are arising from the ground. The emotion associated with the wood element is anger. And this is also an upward surging emotion. Next on the cycle of the five elements is the fire element. And the fire element is associated with the heart. And it's associated with summertime. And the emotion associated with the fire element is manic excitement, when things are kind of out of balance and manic and a little bit crazy. Next comes the late summer and the earth element. And this is the organ of the spleen is what controls this time of year, the late summer, late August, early September even. And the emotion associated with the earth element is worry. Next comes the metal element. This is autumn, the lungs, and the emotion associated with the metal element is grief. And then finally, the water element, and the color is dark blue or black. The emotion is fear, and the organ is the kidneys. Are the kidneys. And so looking back on these five elements, you probably wonder why, how did they get these associations with the element, with the organ, with the season? But there's a very deep philosophy when you look deeply into Chinese medicine, as I have done over the last 13 years that I've been practicing as an acupuncturist. And it really, they've thought it through very carefully, the way things are all interwoven. So let me just lay some of it out for you. The five elements that I was just speaking with, there, as I mentioned, some of them, they're also all associated with organs. And these organs are associated with the meridians on the body where the acupuncture points are found. The elements are also associated with times of day. The wood element is associated with the time of 1 to 3 a.m. And this always interests me when people come to me as patients for acupuncture and they might be talking about having difficulty going to sleep or staying asleep or even waking at certain times of day. It's usually if a person is processing a lot of anger or frustration in their life, or they're just not able to express it in a good way, that this is the time of morning when they'll often wake up, is between 1 and 3 a.m., the time of the wood element, the liver, and the emotion of anger. The fire element, the time of day is between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. The earth element is 9 to 11 a.m. The metal element is another time that people will also talk about, between 3 and 5 a.m. if a person is experiencing grief in their life. So again, the metal element, the emotion is grief, the time of year is autumn, and the organ is the lungs. And so if a person is having trouble processing grief, or they're hanging on to grief for a long, long time, and often grief can be associated with anger and it can be associated with fear. So there's a lot of overlap of different kinds of emotions. But many times if somebody comes to me and they're having difficulties with sleeping or getting back to sleep between 3 and 5 a.m., if I gently start to ask them about grief, many times that this will be the case, that they are re-experiencing some grief or processing some grief about something. And finally, 5 to 7 p.m. is the time of the kidneys, and the kidneys are the water element, and the emotion is fear. So here's where we start to see some overlap and some dovetailing between this ancient Chinese medicine and what we look at as modern psychology and physiology today, that on top of our kidneys sit our adrenal glands, which are like the king of all of the endocrine glands in our body. And we do know that the adrenal glands produce adrenaline, and that's part of what happens with our fight or flight response when we encounter something that's frightful or fearsome to us. And so whether it's an actual threat or something that we might perceive as a threat, that will enact our adrenal glands to start producing adrenaline and getting us ready to either run or fight something. So again, looking at Chinese medicine and looking at our time of day that is associated with the kidneys, 5 to 7 p.m., in East Asian medicine, is said to be a time when we should be relaxing and renewing and allowing rest for our kidneys and our adrenal glands. But as you know, in our society, between 5 and 7 p.m. is not a time when we're usually resting and laying back and just taking it easy. It's probably one of the busiest times of day, especially for modern families. It's a time of day you might be coming home from work, driving in traffic, rushing to get to an appointment, rushing to pick children up or take them somewhere or to make dinner or to get ready for whatever else is happening in your evening. So as a rule, 5 to 7 p.m. is not the time of day when we're resting. But according to East Asian medicine, it is the time of day that we should be resting. Hi again. The last part I want to talk about today with East Asian medicine and the emotions is that in order for us to know how we're feeling and how to take care of ourselves, the first part of learning how to take care of ourselves is actually checking in to see what's going on inside. And one way to do this, and the best way to do this, in fact, is to really find some quiet time to learn to be able to see what's going on and feel what's going on in your body, mind, and spirit. When I'm working with people through social service agencies, for instance, many people are very stressed and they're working with other people who are traumatized, people who are homeless, people who are poor, people who are experiencing violence. And so what we call this is when somebody is working with somebody else who's feeling a lot of stress in their life, is they can receive what's called secondary trauma. And often when people are working in this capacity and helping others, they think that they can just sort of ignore the thoughts and feelings that they have throughout the day and hope that those will go away when they leave the office, but they often don't. So we need to learn to not just take care of ourselves after work, but even during working hours. And that's why I recommend people learning how to take some time, even if it's going for a walk at lunchtime. A lot of people I know who work for social service will get out and have a nice long walk during their lunch hour and get out in the fresh air and just kind of shake off some of the thoughts and feelings that they've acquired during the first part of the day. And then when I was in counseling school, one of my counselor trainers, one of the most wisest things she said to me about checking in, she taught me how, and all of us how, to just touch in and say, just like you were being a good mother to yourself, what's the matter, baby? What do you need? And in that way, we can just try to touch in, oh, what's going on with me right now? Am I feeling sad? Does it feel like a hug from somebody would feel better? Or do I need to call somebody who I trust? Or am I feeling angry, so maybe I need to go and have a really brisk walk on my lunch hour and even, you know, grip my fists together and breathe hard and even, you know, go somewhere where I can make some sound, go in my car and make some loud noises? Or do I feel like I need to just sort of run and get off some energy? Or do I feel like I need to cry even? So all of these things, when we check in and ask ourselves, what do I need? What am I feeling right now? What's the matter, baby? And what do I need? Then we can start to learn how to self-soothe and to get what we need from other people or from the world around us. So looking back again on the East Asian medicine and what it can teach us about the five elements and these emotions, when I teach my workshops, I teach people how to make the healing sounds associated with those emotions. And I won't get into them right now, maybe on another episode, but those can be very helpful too, in just letting go of some of the stress that we tend to hold on to throughout the day. I have a favorite teacher, a meditation teacher whose retreats I go to. His name is Adyashanti. And he talks about the things that we learn in life and our gradual move towards kind of peace and fulfillment. He says, you know, it's not a construction project. It's a demolition project. We hold so much and carry so much in our lives that really the best thing that we can do for ourselves is learn how to let go and learn how to just, as Buddhists would say, polish your mirror every day. Let the dust flow away from your mirror so it's clear. So I'll just leave that with you today. And I hope this was interesting, and I hope that you'll come back and listen again. Thank you. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.